There's so much going on in the arts here in the Triad on any given week that it's easy to take even some of the leading arts institutions for granted. One of those is the first state-supported residential school of its kind in the nation, the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. This year, the drama school will audition between 500 and 600 of America's finest young actors from all across the country to fill 25 available slots in their first-year class. Leading that search committee in Winston-Salem, Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles will be the new dean of drama, Carl Forsman. Prior to his audition tour, Carl will be directing his first show at UNCSA, Sidney Kingsley's groundbreaking Detective Story from 1949. Detective Story, for mature audiences only, opens Thursday, November 15th, and it'll run through Sunday the 18th, with evening performances at 8 and weekend matinees at 2 in Catawba Theater Performance Place. Tickets are $15, $13 for students and seniors. Carl Forsman comes to the Triad after years of award-winning artistic direction off-Broadway in New York, and he's champing at the bit to share one of his all-time favorites with Triad audiences and his talented UNCSA student actors.
Detective Story invented the procedural. You know, the thing we take for granted that's on television now so much, Law & Order and Criminal Intent and CSI and all those shows. That didn't exist, really, until Detective Story, which did for the police work what Men in White had done for medicine. You know, Men in White was the first time an operating theater was ever shown on stage. And famously, the Group Theaters production did a meticulous recreation of what an operating theater was like on stage on Broadway. And Detective Story did the same thing. It kind of peeled the cover back on how a detective's office in a precinct in New York City worked. And he spent a year, you know, working alongside and observing detectives at work, discovering what story he was going to tell about them. And the level of detail and rigor in which the 1949 police station is rendered is meticulously constructed, but deeply artfully constructed. He said that the play is like a tennis match. There's like something going on here and something going on there and something going on here and something going on there. And when it's really singing and really humming, and we're starting to get there in rehearsal a little now, it's so exciting. It really feels like a whole world is created, not just a character or two. It's a very, very big play. Essentially, the story is Jim McLeod is the most hard-line, hard-boiled detective in the squad. And McLeod, for a year, has been pursuing an abortionist named Kurt Schneider. And his pursuit of Schneider brings Schneider finally to the office where he finally gets arrested because he's performed an abortion on a young woman who's been injured essentially from the poor procedure, medical procedure. And so he's got this guy in his grasp and he's a relentless seeker of justice. And the Schneider investigation reveals some things about his own life that he's uncomfortable with and that cause him enormous difficulty. And so around that central story of his pursuit of this illegal abortionist are all of these other plot lines about a pair of burglars, Charlie and Lewis, who've been robbing houses in the precinct, about a young man named Arthur Kindred, who's been arrested for embezzlement from his employer. And those three plot lines are surrounded by a bunch of other small, petty crimes that are committed. And the eight detectives in the squad and their lieutenant and literally dozens of victims and witnesses all traipse through the station house. And so this whole universe gets created depicting all of these men doing their jobs and attempting to do a complicated thing as best they can. And there are a lot of views about justice and the implementation of justice and the fairness of the justice system all embedded within this one day in this one police station.
University of North Carolina School of the Arts Dean of Drama Carl Forsman. Sidney Kingsley's groundbreaking drama Detective Story opens on Thursday night, November 15th, and it'll run through Sunday the 18th with evening performances at 8 and weekend matinees at 2 in Catawba Theater Performance Place on the UNCSA campus. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.